Thanks a lot, dear Chair. First question to Belarus, especially. We have reports, but just clarification about non-discrimination legislation in your constitution and in your criminal law. You have a such kind of article. I will not go to the numbers, especially on discrimination on the ground of race, gender. Da, da, da. It's common law. It's common paradigm, including there. Did you get any court decisions during the last 5 years about this? Any information about the court discussions, such kind of questions, especially? First question about this. Another question about the communication which adopted by the CEDAW committee, what's the level of implementation, and what's the real situation for January 2025 after the last elections, situation with NGOs, especially legal standards of the creation. It's for Belarus. Next question for the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's about the trafficking places. We know the east part now, it's inverse situation, but what doing especially in the west part of the country. Do you have any anti-trafficking missions done on the place? Especially, is it or the world change situation making much more worse and you get much more facts that it's coming increasing trafficking cases, especially against women and organ sellings? And one more question. I know that Luxembourg isn't here. And last question for the Nepal about the woman representation, especially. We know that you have quota system, we know that including doing it's good, but what about the regional representation of women in decision-making positions, especially in regional place, village, different delimitations in your countries, especially not just parliament, but is the same time in the government and different structures. Thank you very much.